You are baptized into his name, most holy, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This is no name game. Couples spend hours and weeks and months and maybe even years poring over name books and now, of course, perusing through the websites for that very, very special name of their soon-to-be adopted or born child. However, what usually tends to predominate in these types of circumstances, understanding myself with five daughters and having done some of this, is the so-called greatest happiness principle. I mean, it's not nice to leave out your mother's or father's name out of their grandson's name. And don't forget your in-laws, or you may be the last one in their last will and testament. You see, the name of a child is his or her inherited identity. It is a very special name given to this child. It says to the parents that you are special. You're God's gift to me. And when they bring God's gift of life to you for holy baptism, and you say to the parents, who brings this child to be baptized? And how is this child to be named? You take this created life into your arms, you cradle him over the baptismal font, pouring water over his tiny, hairy, red head, and say, Timothy, Richard, Harold, Raymond, Bert, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The name, that is most holy. It doesn't need any additives to increase its holiness or super glue to make it any stronger. This is the name that you and I were given at our baptism. And so we are called by God, beloved children, children of God. And by his Spirit, we do keep his name holy on earth in thought, word, and deed. And then, of course, there are those dorm, apartment, or house parties when it's time to kind of let your hair down. Kind of get in with the rest of the world. Kind of separate yourself from what goes on around you because you've been bombarded with all kinds of, oh man, we got this paper and that paper, and man, graduate school, I mean, all you do is read. And so it's kind of fun to get with the game and to be different. And to ignore your Christian identity given to you in holy baptism, and then, of course, we can just blame it on peer pressure or beer pressure or the Jack Daniels or the stressful seminary life or family problems or depression. Because then Satan takes us in our very weak, weak moments, whispers all of these kinds of sweet nothings into our ears, and then, of course, feeling like we've got to be more accepted than we are, we curse, we swear, and we deceive by his name. It's cool. I mean, it really is. It's exhilarating. It's sin. And better yet, blame your cursing and your swearing and deceptions using God's name on your genetic code that God gave you. Why? It's the gene that makes me say all of these things. And then, of course, when someone comes to you for counsel with a very important thing on their mind, they really want you to be the nice pastor, the friendly pastor, and so we fall again and deceive God's name and present him as a warm, fuzzy counselor rather than a God who is just, impartial, and merciful. And though Satan applies his stranglehold to our flesh, attempting to cut off the breath of eternal life that God breathed into us at holy baptism. God's Spirit, through repentance and faith, he just drowns, slams, dunks that master of half-truths, and the gift of the new Adam comes forth daily. In the holy name of God, we here at Concordia Seminary, we live and we breathe and we work. This name we hallow. As Martin Luther writes in the Lord's Catechism, this petition, then, is simple and clear as soon as we understand the language, namely that to hallow means the same as in our idiom, to extol, praise, and honor in word and deed. And so we praise him who poured out his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. We extol him who was raised for our justification, and we honor him who ascended, exalted above all. He is not, in spite of what some people would have you believe, the great architect of the universe. He is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This name is not simply a mere sound or a concept or thought revealed to us through the circle of life. God himself revealed to us his name in his Son, Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat at the right hand of the throne of God, that at the name of Jesus Christ every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. 6 years ago, actually, almost to this very date, I remember serving God and Timothy and his family in his holy baptism. Recently, I asked Timothy, Richard, Harold, Raymond, Bercht, sharp little young man, I said, Timothy, remember your baptism? No. I said, well, you were baptized into God's name. What do you think about that name? And he kind of grinned and looked at his parents. And he said, well, it's special. That's what my mom and dad tell me. Like the Bercht family, on Timothy's baptismal birthday, we as baptized Christians, every day, we extol, we praise, and we honor the name of God for what he does and what he continues to do through his gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.